And we are on the line now as we're going to kind of switch gears to the NHL draft. A guy who has played in a couple of Game 7s of recent memory, some big international series events, wearing the Maple Leaf as well. He played his Bantam hockey for the Lethbridge Golden Hawks, played in the Lethbridge, played the Yale Hockey Academy, and also with the Vancouver Giants. He had a career season, 67 games, 71 points, as a defenseman, may I add. And more importantly, what he did in the Western Hockey League playoffs this year, he led his Vancouver Giants one shot away from a chance at the MasterCard Memorial Cup in Halifax with 26 points in 22 games. On the line, we do have NHL draft hopeful. I won't try to pump your tires too much here, but we got Bowen Byram on the line here. Bowen, where do we find you today and how are things going today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm just in Cranbrook, BC here, just kind of getting training again after a week off after the combine there. So just kind of getting things going again for a big summer.
Do you have a little bit of a, I don't want to say rest or anything right now before the draft? Obviously, the combine's a very rigorous weekend of physical testing, interviews. It's an exhausting matter. But do you have a little bit of downtime? What are you doing in Cranbrook if you get a little bit of time off?
Yeah, I've had like 2 weeks now just to kind of relax, kick back since I've gotten back from the combine. Like I said, just kind of training now. But yeah, my days off, I pretty much just tried to lay low, lay around the house. Obviously, I had a pretty long year, so it's been good to catch up on some rest. But now the work starts again, so I'm excited for that.
Well, we'll talk about your season as a whole, but for the Vancouver Giants this year in the Western Hockey League, to me, it was one of the more intriguing stories. There was always kind of the talk of Vancouver's going to be a really good team, but not necessarily this coming season. It was kind of more of a next year look out sort of deal, but you guys just went on a tear in the second half of the season. Big playoff win after big playoff win. You were led by yourself, some great goaltending by David Tendek and Milos Roman. That just everybody sort of bought in, and was that just maybe more of a motivation for the fact that, you know, 1 year ahead, you may as well try to show them off now?
Yeah, I think we had a really good group of guys right from the start of the year, and then we made some trades at the deadline to acquire some depth. I don't think we really had many big names. We did a lot by committee. We scored both goals by committee, so it was honestly a pretty fun team to play for. I mean, you never knew who was going to step up on any given night, so yeah, it was a lot of fun. I made a lot of good memories with those guys. Hopefully have a good group back next year and go at her again and try to win again.
Well, I guess I mentioned at the top, you played in your Bantam in Lethbridge. That was coached by Michael Dick, your coach now in Vancouver. What was it like kind of reuniting with him this season as part of, and they did go through their coaching changes, well, brought in Michael Dick from Jason McKee. Just you know, when you reunite with somebody, it just does wonders to your game, does it not?
Yeah, for sure. I'm not trying to diss Jason. I have a lot of respect for him. He's a good coach, but I think everyone kind of knew when Mike came in that we're kind of going to change things up. The new management staff, they all did a great job of really putting it in our minds that we were going to win right away, and Obviously, we took to that, and we started rolling right away. So, yeah, Mike's been huge for my development since I was little, playing spring hockey for him, obviously in Bantam there. And then now in the Western League, it's pretty crazy how we kind of follow each other around. But, it's a lot of fun. We have a real good relationship. We understand each other very well. He knows how to push my buttons in a good way. So, I got nothing but positive things to say about Mike Dick and Jamie Heward, who came in from Swift last year, won a championship there. So it was a really fun year.
Talking with Bowen Byram here on the Pat Steinberg Show, brought to you by Fifth Avenue Auto House. Just the year that you had, Bowen, and I'm going to kind of circle back a little bit here. You played at the U-17s, but at the Hlinka-Gretzky Cup last year, I was in attendance at that semifinal game against Team USA and leading to that goal because there's a couple of players on the ice that I'm hopefully going to get to talk to this week, one being Kirby Dach and the other being Peyton Krebs. But just that series of events, I wanted to go back to that. If for those that are just kind of new to the Hlinka-Gretzky there, the controversial no goal that probably shouldn't have happened, but either way, you guys moved the puck very well in that sequence of events. I see your move at the blue line. You make, instead of taking a shot, you do what I think is what you have to do is if you want to be drafted in the NHL, make a move to get that better shot selection off. But just kind of take me through that experience. And, you know, since from the Hlinka-Gretzky to this date now, your development and progression yourself as a player.
Yeah, obviously the Hlinka was a pretty fun tournament. Obviously, it's quite a big deal for draft eligible guys, I guess you say. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had an unbelievable team. I think if you look at our lineup, it's got to be one of the best. Yeah, for sure. So it was a lot of fun just getting to know some guys, seeing some old buddies that I met along the way. But yeah, it was pretty crazy, that U.S. game. I mean, the goal is pretty controversial, probably one of the more controversial goals scored in hockey history, most likely. But yeah, at the end of the day, it went in and it counts. There's no video replay, so it was tough. I'd be sour if I was on the U.S. side as well, but it's how the tournament's set up. So yeah, we were happy for the win, and then obviously we went and beat Sweden in the final. So it was a lot of fun. And then my development since then, I think it just has a lot to do with confidence. I don't think I played necessarily my best hockey at the Hlinka. I think I was just okay. So I really wanted to get a good start to the year. I thought I started off pretty well and then maybe slowed up a bit into Christmas time, but I had a real strong second half and in the playoffs there. So, yeah, it was a tremendous year. I don't think it could have gone much better for me, to be honest. So I'm happy with how it went.
As the season goes on, when rankings come out and you're ranked at a certain spot at the beginning, I can't remember your preseason rankings coming into the draft, but it was still fairly high. And then with the most recent, you're second in North American skaters and third overall ranked in going into the draft on a lot of draft sites. How hard is it to not look at that at the same time, just kind of be yourself in those situations throughout the year when there's so much attention? And then even after the season is over, there's so much more work to be done for yourself.
Yeah, it's not easy. I wouldn't lie. I think you always end up seeing it, no matter what happens, whether you see it on Twitter, Instagram, whether a buddy shows you or whatnot. I think whoever said they don't end up seeing it's probably lying. But no, I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily to see it. I mean, all the guys that are up there have worked really hard to put themselves in a good position. So that's that. But yeah, I mean, it's hard. But when you're playing on a good team like I was, it was so easy to play and be myself. Obviously we were winning a lot of games. I wasn't really taking much flack from us. So, like I said, it's really easy for me and for other players to play their game and stay concentrated on the team when you're on a really good team. So I think that really helped me out a lot this year for sure.
One more on just the actual season yourself before we get into all the fun stuff leading up to next week's draft. I want to go back to that seven game series against Prince Albert. You guys split going into the first two in PA, where they had been tough to play in that Art Hauser Center, and then eventually you guys lose a couple in Vancouver, and you're in a do-or-die situation three different times in elimination game. Just kind of take me through that whole process. At your stage in your very young career, going through something like that, what did that do for yourself as a player, for leadership, something that just experienced itself, and for your team as well?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Obviously, we had to split in PA. We didn't play very well the second game, so we were kind of disappointed with that. We thought we possibly could have won both. But yeah, then after that, we went back home. A couple of games didn't quite go our way. The one wasn't pretty. I think it was 7-1 or 7-2. And then the other one was a 1-0 game, close. I actually pinched at a bad time. They ended up going and scoring. So I felt pretty bad for that one. But yeah, I think lots of people counted us out. PA was probably ready to get the gloves off after the game and celebrate. But we went to war for three games there, obviously taking them into overtime in the seventh game. It was heartbreaking. Still not completely over that when I think about it. But yeah, I think it just shows the character we had in our dressing room. Nobody gave up on each other once. Yeah, like I said, it just shows our character, our leadership. Jared Dimitriou, Owen Hardy, Davis Toth, guys like that led the way tremendously for us. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Obviously, not quite the end of the season we wanted, but I think if anybody would have told us we would have had a chance to play for an NHL Cup Game 7, all of us would have taken it. So in the end, bounce here, bounce there, they win, but like I said, I think our guys will be regrouped and ready again for next year.
Sorry to open up an old wound there, Bowen, but I felt the same way. Just a bounce and that Hanoon goal. That one was tough to watch on the little screen there that I watched there. Let's go now to just the the draft, it's obviously on the minds of everybody. It's next week in Vancouver, but leading up to that was the combine and interviews. During that process, like, what was the toughest part for you? As you know, there is a lot of tension on yourself, just the way things had gone, and obviously with the number three ranking, it just comes with the territory.
Yeah, to be quite honest, I enjoyed the experience a lot. I tried to not put much pressure on myself. Obviously, it kind of seems like everyone's looking at you, and even though there's 12 NHL guys just sitting out by yourself, but I found it quite enjoyable. I got to meet a lot of cool personnel from the NHL side of things. Chris Pronger, Dave Talon, Scotty Bowman, Stan Bowman, guys like that are pretty famous names around the league. So it's definitely pretty cool to get to meet those guys and talk to them about their teams and myself and whatnot. And then the fitness testing is what it is. It's you got to get it out of the way. It's not the funnest part of the event, but overall I enjoyed it. We got to meet up with some buddies I hadn't seen in a while, and meet some new guys, meet some other top prospects from around the world. So in the end, I think it was a really good experience for me as a person more than a hockey player than anything.
What's it going to mean when your name's called? And I'll put a bold prediction out there. We're going to hear your name this weekend. You play your Western Hockey League hockey in Vancouver, the draft's in Vancouver. What's that experience going to be like? When do you have to head out there, and what's kind of your preparation for the draft?
Excuse me. Yeah. I fly out next Wednesday to Vancouver from Cranbrook here. I'll be skating a couple times before then, just in case, who picks me depends on when the development cap is, blah, blah, blah. So I don't want to be first skate there. But anyways, yeah, I leave next Wednesday, and then I got some media stuff to do Thursday. I'm sure I'll have some meetings with teams heading up to the draft. And then Friday, it'll all take place, and then Saturday as well, possibly. So I'm real excited. My family's real excited. Obviously, with it being in Vancouver, it's pretty cool. I'm sure there'll be some Giants fans in the stands. Also, grew up cheering for the Canucks, so to be in that arena too is pretty cool. But yeah, at the end of the day, I can't really do much now. I mean, I've trained, I've done the combine, so now I kind of just get to sit back and watch how everything falls. But yeah, me and my family are really excited. I'm sure I'll have lots of support there, so it'll be a real cool experience for sure.
Well, Vancouver does pick at 10, so potentially if they trade down and they draft you, I think you'll be pretty happy with that either way. But just being drafted, Star. Speaking once again with Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants, he is eligible for the NHL draft. We'll have that for you next week. We'll have coverage with Pat Steimer. We've got the lead up into it, previews with Pierre Loubardias, along with Sam Cosentino and Boomer, of course, will be hosting that show next week on the Sportsnet Radio Networks. But Bowen, not a whole lot left to ask you here, but I'm going to go a couple different directions here. You were talking about reacquainting with players that you've played with before. One, Kirby Doc, I wanted to ask you about him, but just what happened with Peyton Krebs this last week in a training for the draft, a freak accident. Unfortunately, I believe it's a rupture of his Achilles is the official verdict on there. Have you been in contact with Peyton? Because he was right in that same sort of conversation with you, a top five, potentially top 10, you know, draft pick, and it looks like rankings have slid him a little bit here, but you know, did you reach out to Peyton at all after his injury? And you know, what can you say about the guy?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's pretty unbelievable what happened to him. Actually quite the freak accident, but I think if anybody's going to take it the right way and bounce back from it the best as possible, it's going to be Peyton. He's a tremendously hardworking guy. So I'm not too worried about him for sure. Anyways, in that fact, obviously it's a tough injury to sustain. It's probably going to be a couple, 3-4 months possibly. So it's not easy, and it's definitely a hard one to take for him. But like I said, I'm confident that he'll regroup the proper way. And when he comes back, he'll be stronger than ever. So I'm not too worried about him there. He'll be good for sure.
Absolutely. A couple more for you before I let you go, Bo. And I did do a little bit of prep again on yourself, but of course I get to see your dad's name, Sean Byram. Spent a long tenured career. He played with the Regina Pats, with the Prince Albert Raiders. So obviously there's a little bit of, you know, history there for yourself. But what was it like in that situation where you're, you know, playing against a team that your dad used to play for?
Yeah, it was pretty cool being in the same building he used to play in. Seen a couple pictures of him up on the wall in the ring, so it's pretty cool. But in the end, I think he's on my side for cheering anyway, so that was good. But yeah, I'm pretty lucky to have my dad. He's a pretty good hockey mind. He thinks the game real well. He knows what he's talking about when he tells me something. But at the same time, he doesn't really push things on me too much. I'd say he's more than a friend than anything right now. He's just here to support me, and he wants the best for me, obviously. But yeah, like I said, he doesn't really push me too hard. Obviously, he wants me to train hard and things like that. But he's not too much of a crazy hockey dad anyway.
Bowen, I got a couple more for you, then I'm going to let you go because I think I've taken almost too much of your time already. Let's have a little bit of fun here. Game 7, you've played in a couple, but it's the next prize that you're hopefully going to be chasing for one day in your hockey career is the Stanley Cup. It is the St. Louis Blues and the Boston Bruins. Who wins Game 7 and why?
I don't know. It's a tough one. Hopefully St. Louis. I think St. Louis is kind of taking it to them physically, things like that. I think the Bruins could be worn down a bit. So I'm going to say the Blues in 7. So that's who I'll stick with.
All righty. And one more. Have you been watching basketball at all for the Raptors? Do they win this title, or is it they're gonna have to wait till maybe a Game 7 to try and do it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's been pretty incredible watching them. I'm not really a basketball guy at all, but watching them has been a lot of fun. I never realized how fast and entertaining those games were. So it's been a lot of fun to my household, watching with my parents, my sister, and whatnot. But, I real hope the Raptors take it. They've been real good on the road, so maybe they'll take it in Golden State. When is that, tomorrow or the day after? So.
That is tomorrow. That'll be Game 6 tomorrow at the Oracle Arena. But, Bowen, appreciate your time today. Hopefully this isn't the last time we get to talk to you, because really have learned a lot about you as a player. You've done well here on a radio hit in Major Market. So really, you've been groomed for this in your hockey candidates, but really appreciate you being on the show. I know the draft's coming in hot, and life itself is going to be, absolutely chaotic for the next, you're going to start adulting here fairly soon when that name's called. So I appreciate your time as always, and thanks for being on here. And I can't wait to hear your name called here in Vancouver next week.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.